I just want to share with you a couple of words from John 15. I'm actually not going to read all eight verses. But John speaks here and he's offering us up Jesus' words. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them, they will bear much fruit." Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. As we said last week, the Holy Spirit is like that life force, that sap that runs through trees and branches, bringing life to everything. We see what happens when we stay connected today. When the grace of God is working through the body of Christ, how those connections come together so that we can all grow and so that we can reach out into the world and God can reach out into the world in all kinds of different ways. We do thank God for kids because it's kids who remind us that we're all kids. That we're all God's kids. That each one of us has a purpose. Each one of us has a place and a role to play. Then we come together like that, amazing things can happen. We saw in there some of those kits being made to be shipped off to Haiti. We were able this year, this church collected almost $550 that went to Haiti. And along with that, 100 kits, which, by the way, the church UMCOR is able to actually put a price tag on those kits. They're valued at $12 a piece. It was almost $2,000 we were able to provide in money and in practical things to put in the hands of people that we will never meet. But yet we've had the privilege and the honor of being able to pray for them because we're all part of a vine that's growing in all kinds of different directions, all kinds of ways. We saw what happens when we join with other churches, when our youth connect and help out in moving food over to the food pantry, food that goes into the hands of our neighbors. It can go into our own hands in times of need. We saw what happens when we come together to have fun, that learning doesn't have to always be work. That while it's work, we can have fun along the way. And so we want to say thank you for all of that. And I also want to challenge us. You know, we're kind of also standing in a doorway. We move into a new season in life. The church changes. Summer comes. It's already here in many cases and in many ways. It's a busy time. We're off in different directions. Jesus is saying in the Scriptures that, you know, if we're not connected to that vine, we can't continue to grow. So it challenges us to look at how we stay connected. And to be intentional about staying connected. That even when we're not in Sunday school, that's not going on. How do we stay connected with one another? How do we stay connected with God? What new opportunities arise? Are there times that come into our schedule and the new rhythm that comes where we can spend time in God's Word and spend God's time in prayer with God, drawing close, finding rest? And we know those times don't come by accident. We have to pay attention to what's going on and carve those times out, set them aside. We're blessed with technology that when we can't be here every Sunday, that we're able to connect now online. We can go to the website and messages are there. We can stop by the office. It's open on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to 12. And our goal is that each week, by the Sunday following each service, the CDs are right here of the service before that can be. We could take with us, listen to what's going on, share them with others. They have email, different way to reach out there. It also challenges us to look at the things. You know, we paid attention this year as we journeyed through the year. We paid attention to the needs that were out there. Needs that needed to be met. How we could reach out to people in Haiti. How we could reach out to people through the food shelf. What new ways emerge that we can reach out to people as we move into the summer. So I just want to pray that God continues as we give thanks for the many different things that we've been able to do this year by being connected, that God continues to help us to be aware of new ways that we can do things together as we continue to stay connected. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you are the vine, that we are the branches. We thank you for the connection that we share with you, that you were willing to lay down with your life, to lay down your life, rise up on Easter morning, and that, God, you'd pour out the Holy Spirit into this world to bind us all together. We celebrate and give you thanks for all the things that we've been a part of this year as we've journeyed together. We look forward to, as we move into this different season in the church life and the church year, we pray that you continue to help us to grow in ways that we can be connected, to reach out, to experience your love, and to share that love with others. Lord, thank you for your presence in this place as we ask all of this and so much more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I don't know if anybody noticed there was one slide in there that where we were praying for Hark to find her voice. Lord, please help her find our voice. Find her voice. And you know, that's really, I think, one of the prayers deep in my heart. As I thought of that and reflect on it, that's one of my prayers for all of us in the church as children, especially for the children that are studying out back every week, is that they'll find their voice. To know their faith story, to be able to share that faith story, to be able to recognize the gifts that God has given them to share with the world. But you know, finding that voice, prayer plays a big part in that. But it also takes a lot of hard work and takes a lot of creativity by other people to make that happen. And so we want to give thanks to those that have been a part of it. As we do that, I want to begin by asking anybody, you know, we saw a lot of people being involved working with the youth today. Some folks have just been out there for a Sunday. Some folks are there every Sunday. Some people have helped to lead in music. Some have helped them to learn drama. Others have been with them and helped them to connect to the food shelf. And the list goes on and on and on. But I would like to ask anybody who's been involved with our Christian Ed program this year to please stand so we can give you thanks. If you're involved in any way, shape, or form. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you. Because it makes a difference in the life of our youth. Makes a difference in the life of the church. And more importantly, it makes a difference in the life of the world today. With that, we also have a couple of other folks that, you know, are there every week, or almost every week, providing leadership roles. And when they're not here, many of them are involved in planning and making sure that people are there and making sure people have an idea and a sense of direction of where to go. And so we want to be able to give thanks to those folks today. The first one we want to recognize and to thank her for her time is Jessie Lyons. Jessie's been out there every week. All for me. Thank you. Another one, a person that's been a very real part of what's going on that wasn't able to be here today is Mary Jean Livingston. You know, Mary Jean's worked hard all year long trying to get people into the nursery, and it's been a challenge. It's hard to get people out there working with our youth, just sitting with them, being present with them in that time. And so on those weeks, which were most of the weeks, Mary Jean was out there herself. Not only spending time with them, keeping them safe, but meeting them at the door. Welcome them. You know, I just love to watch the children. A lot of times when I was coming in the back door, Some of the younger ones would be coming in the front door, and they'd looking for Mary Jean, and reaching out and connecting with her. And that was just such a blessing to watch that happen. So we will be giving thanks to her. And actually, Kathleen, can you pass that on to her? Next one is a woman who is about all kinds of different creative ideas, different ways to teach the kids, realizing that, you know, we don't live in a world where we just learn by listening to people talk. We learn by being involved in things. We learn by watching people bring the scriptures alive, by acting them out. And spending a lot of time planning and putting things together, things that would help to bring the word alive. And some of the props and some of the things that were being used out there in Christian education, we were able to move out here and let them become a part of worship, like our empty tomb this year. And so, you know, there's a lot of work, a lot of planning that goes into that. So we want to give thanks to Patty Hansen. Thank you. And finally, the woman who continues to share her creativity with a lot of our older youth, spending week after week with our youth, listening to them, hearing what's going on in their life, helping them to see ways that it might connect with God's Word in a really practical way, all while having fun at the same time. And realizing that sometimes it doesn't have to happen and can't happen on Sunday morning. And that there's other times to learn. And so there's opportunities to reach out and invite kids together to watch movies and to learn through those movies. And out of that came things that are blessing like a television. They were able to share today the pictures that she was able to put together so we can all be a part of what's going on and see how what a creative bunch of leaders we have and what a creative bunch of youth we have reaching out in so many ways. And so, Kathleen, I want to say thank you, and we want to say thank you to you this morning as well. Thank you. Now I want to invite us to just join our hearts together one last time in prayer, giving thanks for those leaders. Lord, we thank you for all of those that have given so much time and energy to bless the youth here in this church, to bless each and every one of us here in this church as your children. We pray that you would continue to fill them with your presence, with your Spirit. In those moments of just being tired of all that's going on, we pray that you'll fill them with new life as we journey into this different season of the year. We thank you for all the new leaders that are emerging among us. Lord, we give you thanks for each and every one of the youth gathered here today. We pray that you'd bless them and give them wisdom and understanding and help them to see the gifts that you've given them to share your love with others by caring for people in very real ways. Lord, thank you for being with us on this journey. Thank you for being present in this place today. And Lord, we look forward to all that you do on the road that lies ahead as we ask all of this and so much more. In Jesus' never-ending name, amen. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Without the kids, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. If it was a night and I wouldn't have any fun, we look forward to all the kids that do come every week. There's a rotation of kids, different kids every week, and it actually keeps it lively because we get to know the kids a little more individually. If all 60 kids that were signed up every week came, I think the two of us would be overwhelmed. So thank you to the kids.
Especially since about 21 of them are boys in my class.
I have an energy level that's
awesome.
Well, let's see. Would you boys like to start the line?
Come on, you big boys can follow the younger ones. We've got some certificates for you.
I wouldn't have been able to handle my big class each week without Jessie. She picked up the pieces. She is just an amazing, amazing leader. And I wanted to thank her. And this was something that I noticed makes her smile every time she sees it. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.